Not of One Blood by Charles Weissman. This is a TearingDownIdols.com audiobook. This audiobook is free of copyright. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more reading and listening material on a variety of subjects, please visit TearingDownIdols.com. The Emotional Angle. Despite the overwhelming evidence in the Bible regarding racial difference, racial discrimination, and racial exclusiveness, there is always some idiot Christian who chooses to oppose it. He will claim that he found a verse which not only nullifies or abrogates all that the Bible has to say about race, but also all that science, history, statistics, anthropology, and common sense tell us about race. One such verse, commonly used like this, is Acts 17, verse 26, in which Paul talks about God making of one blood all men. Recently, a book was published that was written by three Christian authors titled One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Footnote: Ken Ham, Carl Weiland, and Don Batten. One Blood. Master Books, Green Forest, Arkansas, 1999. End footnote. The book was an evaluation of the race issue based upon Acts 17, verse 26, as the major theme. The book was evidently written to counter the mounting statistical, historical, and scientific evidence which shows that the races are not equal. The book has a foreword written by Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker and writer. Ziglar is often hired by businesses to motivate their sales staff to help them sell the company's products and services. The question is, why do people need to be motivated on this topic? Are not the facts sufficient? Apparently, the authors are trying to sell something here, a concept which is not easy to sell on its own merits. After reading this book, it is clear that the authors rely heavily upon the use of emotional marketing tactics and rhetoric to sway the reader. For instance, in the foreword, Ziglar writes, "As you read One Blood, I hope you will carefully check the scriptures that are revealed and the scientific evidence that is presented. I believe it will remove virtually all of your prejudice. Of course, the real difficulty is a heart problem and not an intellect problem. As you read this book, follow through on the biblical admonitions and ask God to come into your heart in the person of Jesus Christ, because when our heart is right, then all of us is right." Footnote: One Blood, page 8. End footnote. He says that the problem is that people are using their intellect and not their heart, and that is why we have prejudice. He wants people to ask God to come into their heart. Nowhere does the Bible say this. So that the race issue will be a heart issue. But what does the Bible say about the heart? "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Jeremiah 17, verse 9. "Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods, and worship them." Deuteronomy 11, verse 16. "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Genesis 6, verse 5. The heart, in biblical terminology, is the seat of emotions, feelings, and the will. It therefore produces thoughts which may be appropriate for love, or compassion, or loyalty, but not for decision-making. There is nothing that will mislead you more, or cause you to err more, than the ways of the heart. Throughout the entire Bible, nearly all of the problems God had with men were due to their using their heart, and not their intellect. And what is it that the writers of the book One Blood want you to use in guiding you on the race issue? Your heart. The heart is the force behind humanism, which has always opposed God's ways. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Humanism asserts all are equal. God does not. Using the intellect will cause people to see and accept the facts of nature and racial differences. The writers of One Blood say this causes prejudice. No, it doesn't. The enemy has classified any facts of racial differentiation as being prejudiced or racist. That is their tactic for keeping people from believing and acknowledging racial facts, which would be detrimental to their order. The enemy does not want people to use their intellect. It wants them to use their heart, their emotions. That is how their propaganda is constructed. Just watch some of it on TV and see for yourself. The book One Blood makes many emotional pleas and arguments throughout the book. That is why it can do nothing but mislead people.